Now let me begin reading, and I'll just lift out from time to time certain verses. We begin with Aleph, the first letter of the Hebrew alphabet. Blessed are the undefiled in the way who walk in the law of the Lord. Now, this is the verse I'd like to lift out. Blessed are they that keep His testimonies and that seek Him with the whole heart. Oh, to seek God with the whole heart, not half-heartedly. I get a little discouraged today with some folk. They start out with the Through the Bible program, great deal of zeal at first, and then they begin to, you know, to let down, and before long, they've dropped by the wayside. And they are not like the man. Blessed is the man that walketh not, standeth not, sitteth not. The one that just keeps on walking, just keeps on walking in the Spirit. Blessed are they that keep His testimonies, that seek Him with the whole heart. Now you'll find out also something that's quite interesting. It's said that there are 10 different synonyms for the Word of God here. Well, be that as it may, I know there's some discussion and difference of opinion relative to that, but they think that the 10 refer to the 10 commandments, of course. Well, I'm not interested in pressing that at all, but the Word of God is spoken of here in many different ways. Now we come to the Beth section, verse 9. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? Well, by taking heed thereto according to thy word. And the thing that the young man should have is the Word of God today. They teach them everything else in school except the Bible. Can't teach them the Bible, but we need to get the Word of God to them, and that's very important. I read this letter from this young man that is with this Jesus-only group, and they are turning to the Word of God. And I'm just not criticizing them, friends. I'm not in that position to do that. And I feel that when they turn to the Word of God, that we ought to rejoice. Verse 11 here says, Thy word have I hidden in mine heart, that I might not sin against thee. Now, a great many people think this means just to memorize it. Now, I believe in the memorization of Scripture. I think it's a wonderful thing. But you know, some of the meanest little brats that I've seen in Sunday school were little brats that could stand up and quote 100 verses of Scripture. I think, frankly, what it means is this, Thy word have I hidden in my heart, which means I obey it. That's the important thing. It's not that you will be able to stand up and by rote be able to give verse after verse. Now, that's wonderful. I hope you won't misunderstand me that I'm criticizing that. I believe in that. I think it's a great program that several men are carrying on today, getting young people to memorize the Word of God. But we also need to recognize that this means more than that. It means to obey it. That's what it means to hide it in your heart.